You are now tuned into love. You are now tuned into love. You are now tuned into the Frogcast.
Oh my God, I'm so bad with names today.
It's okay. I'm always bad with names.
The couple with the two ladies and the guy who decided not to go.
Abby and Gabby. Yes.
It was a weird combination. But they ended up getting like having a ceremony, and he gets like butt hurt because his friend tells him about it.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that episode yet.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
I've got spoilers for you.
Okay. Oh. Well, hi everyone. Welcome back to the Frogcast.
I was just about to tear him one because, like,
well, we can talk about it, but it's okay. So I just want to welcome Hannah Kawa back to the show. Hannah Kawa has been on assignment for like eons. So
horrible assignment. It's something when you have to like drop everything to do. Yeah, a project.
Unfortunately, it's not a fun assignment. It wasn't like a Frogcast assignment where she got to go like deep undercover into like the depths of like Colty and Vanessa land and undercover with Debbie or something. She didn't get to do anything fun like that.
No. I did not. It was more government official.
Yeah. The band is back together, though. We're back. We're back together, you guys. And we have still abandoned all hope on regular 90 day, although we'll probably cover the tell-all just because, I mean, whatever. Why not?
I think there might be some goodness for the tell-all, but like the regular show is going so slow.
Yeah. So we pivoted to Caribbean, which we were just discussing as we came on. And we'll get to that. And we're also discussing 90 Day UK, which, oh my God, like I just started the third episode. Like we're only going to cover the second episode today.
But okay. I'm like, I only got to number two, no. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the third episode just came out today and I was putting on the most recent episode of UK, the second episode, because I wanted to just refresh it in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so it started the third one. I was like, oh, wait. No, I got to go back. UK is a shit show. It is like, such a mix of all of these weird 90 day tropes and some new stuff that it's just like my brain doesn't know what to do with it all. Like I don't know whether I like it or I hate it or I love it or all these people are ridiculous or you know what, that's kind of cool. Like that works out. So I'm anxious to hear your take on it since I did not get to talk. We have not gotten to talk about this on air yet. So I don't know where you want to start. We started with Caribbean, so let's go there.
I won't give too many spoilers since you haven't seen that episode yet. But what I was watching, half in a coma, I was looking, brushing my teeth, listening to this bullshit. Abby and Gabby. So I guess he was supposed to go out there to meet with them.
Right. That's where I'm at. Is there Gabby and Abby just fought because Gabby just found out from the friend about the, you know, whatever Abby's.
Right. She thought she was coming too. I guess there was an agreement that they were both going to be going.
Well, it depends on who you believe, I guess, right? Like, according to Abby, she's like, no, that's always our plan. But according to the dude's friend, I forget his name, Kenny, something like that. Mm-hmm. His friend was like, no, he just thought it was him and Abby, like nothing to do with Gabby, which I mean, I've questioned that whole scenario 100,000 times. And, you know, and then Gabby makes a valid point, which is, you know, you had this plan to bring me over, but you didn't tell me about it. You know, like this whole plan included me, but you decided not to include me.
Well, yeah. And then she gets accused for having like this side relationship when she really knows. So yeah, his intentions were just to bring her over, but then he kind of goes, well, you know, I'm not gonna bring her over or pursue it because she's in a happy relationship and I don't want to break that up.
We believe that.
No, because what he's really afraid of is that she's gonna come over and leave him.
Yes.
It's completely self-centered. He doesn't give a shit about whatever relationship she's in. he just doesn't want to be left on the side after bringing her over, which is a valid concern if someone's quick to hop ship like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it doesn't make any sort of sense that, and they say this a couple of times on the episode. The most recent one that I watched was, why would Abby give up a 10-year relationship for a marriage in another country with a guy she's known for like a week?
Right.
That just doesn't make sense. Like, even by 90-day standards, like the crazy people that are on here, like the real stories, like even by those standards, that doesn't seem to pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just craziness.
So apparently to come on that couple is Frankie is his name, not Kenny. And he does come over. I don't know. You're saying there's a ceremony, there's things happening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You were about to lose your shit on him.
It's like spoilers, caveats. It's like,
I mean, it's been on, so it's like,
okay, all right. It's spoilers for you if you haven't gone to. But so basically, he goes over there and he kind of plays messenger, since, you know, bro's not going over there and saying what's up and how he's not deciding to come.
Right.
His friend just gives the information based on what he knows.
Right.
Which and is so, not
everything.
Right. Probably. So, you know, he kind of loses his shit on his friend because he's like, well, it's not your place to tell them anything. He's like, but you didn't tell them anything. Well, he goes, silence is golden. I'm like, okay. All right. So you bitched out. You were going to ghost him. You didn't want to confront the issue. And now you're butt hurt because they moved the fuck on. I think he thought that they were going to be like,
just re-embrace him in bed, take him back
hurting
into bed.
And like trying to reach out to him and beg him or something like that. And they moved on. And I think that like hurt his soul a little bit.
He was just wanting these two cute little Mexican girls like himself for the rest of his life. Like, when does that ever work out for anybody?
Maybe he wanted like a little harem. I don't know.
Do you think he was like actually like into polyamory, like polygamous stuff, or was he more just like, I like banging two girls at the same time who also bang each other?
You never know it, people. I mean, polyamory is a mindset.
Uh-huh.
Polygamy is a religious mindset and
or cult-like mindset, because, you know, it's not always religious, but yeah.
So sometimes, I mean, it depends, right? There's some.
Yeah, if you watch the season of Seeking Sister Wife, which is a whole hot mess.
More Mormon polygamy can probably be cult-like, but polygamy is outside of that too, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like this whole season of Seeking Sister Wife, there's like one, maybe two couples who allegedly do it for the religious aspect, like because it's, you know, religious mandate. We're not talking about Sister Wives, which is coming back in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I'm talking about
they're all fucked up anyway.
Yeah, they're all.
But I mean, I don't know with you never know. Like with him, he could have just enjoyed having a threesome.
Right.
But that's okay. Like we don't have to like slap a label on it, but they always try
exactly.
to.
Exactly. I'm not ever going like, well, like, I mean, obviously, unless it's illegal or, you know, just, you know, whatever, but people want to do in their own beds with consenting adults. I don't care. You can have one consenting adult. You can have five consenting adults. I don't give a shit. Like, you do you, boo. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, the biggest thing though is that they all don't know what the fuck's going on. That's
right. They all have to be on the same page about the situation.
Right. No matter like what you're doing, everyone should at least fucking know what's going on.
Right. Right.
Everyone needs to end up with that same issue. So I don't know. I feel like he's going to be the one that loses out. I mean, he's not that, I'm saying this terribly. I don't want to say he's not that great of a catch, but like,
he's not,
he's sitting there like being very judgmental. And I'm like, dude,
you got no room. Like, you got no room, dude.
It's like, dude, you were mingling in that. And now you're like, above messing above up a happy it? Home. Yeah, no.
Once they've moved on? Like, no. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Anyways, that's as far as I got. I turned it off to
speaking of polyamory, since you were just, you know, talking about that being a mindset, let's cycle over to the two dudes. Valentine, which is spelled capital V, lowercase a, capital L, lowercase rest of it.
I really like it. Valid and time. I don't know. It's hip. It's cool. It's
what the with the random L capitalized?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Hey, Hannah Kala.
And if they have, if they adopt or have kids, they can name their daughter Galentine. It could be. Anyways.
So they, he, their whole, they, their two predominating storylines have been that they're both tops and that, the Valentine, the guy with the bad hair, is polyamorous, right? And he's like, let's be polyamorous. Let's bring in a third who's bottom and then everything's solved. And he seems to think that's the end all be all. And Carlos, one with the mustache and the other hair, was like, no, I don't want to be polyamorous. Like, that's not who I am, you know? I don't, you know, one of you can switch and become a bottom. You could, you know, whatever that, I don't know, whatever they were talking about. But they it looks like they came to an agreement on their situation. And I'd love to hear your take on this, which is.
Well, as far as I got, he's gracious. The American one is
Valentine with the hair.
There you go. Is proposing to him.
Yeah.
That's as far as I got. So I don't know if they're like taking polyamory off the table or if that's no longer a big deal for them.
Okay. Cause I saw an episode with them. Maybe I'm watching them out of order. Maybe I screwed up. But like when I saw with them, they came to quote unquote an agreement on polyamory, which was that they just the two of them for now. And then in two to three years, they reconsider it. And they're like, okay, this is fine. Everything's fine. Let's get married. Oh, and then they're going to go meet his sister and he's going to come out to his sister. That's where
okay,
I'm at with
them. Okay. So you're ahead. You're ahead. Mm. Wow. We're all over the place.
We are all over the place. I don't know what we're watching and how we're watching these.
This is terrible. You're right. Stop talking about it and calibrate. No, you haven't gotten to the part I've gotten to yet. So he does come out to his sister. His sister seems to be whatever with it. And then he's deciding to propose to him. So
okay.
That's where I am. I think if you watch that episode and then we can.
Okay. A polyamory and polygamy, and I'm using those both together in this instance because there seems to be this portrayal, and whether it's an actual belief on it or just a portrayal of it on some of these shows, that it's a solution for when somebody has like a wandering eye, right? And it's and to me, I am like, that's not what it's about, right? Like if one person wasn't into it, like you can't force someone into it. I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it, but it seems odd that there's no
forcing. You have to, if you're going to do it ethically, right? Like there's no fucking police no one's going to police your polyamory.
Right.
You have to make sure that everyone is consenting. That's like the big thing about it.
Right.
And so polyamory is just having intimate relationships with more than one person at the same time.
Ethical non-monogamy.
Polygamy is actually marrying them, right? So I don't think he wants to marry another person. They just want to bring someone in that meets the needs that neither of them are providing for each other.
Okay. And if both, if all three parties are on board, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. If all three parties say, hey, this works for me, you may bring someone in, for example, who's only interested in Carlos.
Right.
And not interested in Valentine.
And that he's the happens. One that, okay.
So they're going to find, not only are they looking for like a unicorn, they're looking for a gay bottom unicorn. So good luck to them.
I thought unicorns were the single ladies, the bisexual single ladies.
I'm kind of translating it into a gay context where it's kind of the same. It's going to be someone who is coming into a relationship with a couple that is going to meet both their needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
got it.
They're not, yeah, but usually a unicorn, and this is it's so like controversial to use that word. I like
that's
it
only
because
one I've used for it.
I like it because a lot of my friends call themselves unicorns because they are self.
They're the ones that come in, have the starring role, do the things and then they can walk away or whatever, because they're not in a romantic, like an actual committed relationship with either of them, right?
Right. But it's usually just, that's what hurts them, right? Is because they come in and they're like the third citizen of the relationship. If there's already like a husband and wife, the wife can
hierarchy. Yeah.
The hierarchy is what is emotionally damaging for them. So that's why it's kind of a, you know, you have predatorial couples that go after unicorns, use them up, and then kick them out. And then you have this one person who's like continuously just being used for that. And so it's a whole thing.
I love all the research you've done on this.
It's a whole thing. But going back to like, if that's what they're looking for and they're both okay with it and they both take the time to talk over it over the next 5 years and decide to, whatever, good for them. Go for it.
Right.
You know, I just see Carlos,
that
like,
Carlos not necessarily wanting to share Valentine. He's in love with Valentine. And he wants a relationship with Valentine, not with Valentine. And so he's, you know, and somebody else, he said he's fine having non-penetrative sex or hoping that Valentine switches and becomes a, I forget what the term they use, which is the either or, right? Either top or bottom.
I think it would just be a switch.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's whatever. I mean, either someone's going to be versatile or they're going to have to see how big of a part that plays for them.
Right. Right. So
I was like, they make really good fleshlights.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. You know, get yourself a fleshlight.
I think they'll figure it out. Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone mentally decides that they want to be a bottom. But
it just works out. That
I feel like a sex therapist. You guys could experiment with things that might work for you. So you're just,
and now on a new segment of the
podcast, be with yourselves first and then decide if you want to bring a third in. Because until you like really understand your relationship dynamic further out than 2 weeks, a third in's not going to fucking help you. So,
right. Like, they've already been arguing and they're not on the same page about a lot of things. Like, that's not the time to bring a relationship out.
Right.
What I thought was really interesting in about that was it got that episode that I was watching when they suddenly magically resolved all this stuff. Right. And they said all these things that we've been saying since the beginning. You know, they have all the magic revelations. And you and I had a conversation on the air once about, you know, how the penultimate episode or whatever episode it is that always magically resolves all of the conflict in just one, you know, easy 10-minute segment. And with completely rational, commonsensical things that we've all been screaming at the TV for weeks now. And that was exactly the scenario. It was like, they've been
all of a sudden they all see the light. And it's really just production going, okay, well, we have to wrap up this conflict because we need to start working on.
Yes.
Right. It's like a climax. They have the problem.
It's a climax without penetration.
But it's not pleasurable either. It's just,
yeah.
Oh, we figured it out. And then you start going downhill with, you know, getting married and all that dumb bullshit. So
yeah,
if this was supposed to be like the height of the resolution, then
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's really all I have for the Caribbean. I was like,
what about, okay, I want to just chat briefly about, because I'm about to come up on the episode where they have that resolution with the Johan, the tall guy, and I forgot her name, the girl who like has to do the cleansing ritual in the taxi before
Danielle.
She gets in. Yeah.
Danielle. Yeah. So they, I mean, if you want the spoilers, right, they get married.
Of course they do.
Yeah. So like the night before the wedding, she decides she wants to be traditional, whatever the fuck that means. And she sleeps in a different room, but still like brings him in the day of the wedding to have a conversation.
Of course.
Right. About, cause she's like, I'm not 100% sure I want to go through it. They, you know, have a conversation.
That's like, it kiss, may not kiss. Happen.
Yeah. Kiss, kiss, mi amor. Okay. And now they're going to get married. So.
Right.
They get married. She's happy.
But then it's not going to work out when they move to the United States because they can't. I mean, she does speak some Spanish, which is great on her, right? They can communicate for the most part, which is a step up from a lot of these couples. But he has, I don't think he has really any understanding of who she is as a person. Like, she seems like complex to understand. And I'm using that and trying to think of the nicest way to say that, right? She's got her eccentricities about herself, right? Right. I'm not going to knock them because we all have our, you know, stupid rituals. But I mean, if you're going to have to say Jakar and do say this prayer or whatever you're saying to cleanse everything, every single time you get in and out of a car, like that's a little excessive for me on the spirituality front, but to each his own. I'm not going to, you know, knock that, but she's, you know, she's got all of these complexities. She's older than he is and all this stuff. And then, and all he is like America and sex, like America and pussy. That's all he's thinking about. Like, well, I mean, you can just tell by the way he responds to her, you know what I mean? Like the way he talks, like all he wants to do is come to America and get some pussy. And that's what he's getting.
I mean, maybe that's his version of womb healing.
Wound healing?
Womb. Womb. Oh.
Womb healing. Ooh. What is womb healing? Yeah. What is that?
I don't know, but that's what she does.
Oh, is that what she, I have no idea what she does. I just,
yeah, yeah. The retreat. So she's like, I guess on Instagram, she put that she's going to a live Yinsa retreat, which is usually
that's
like
her spirituality, right?
Right. But it includes like,
the guy who told her not to eat peanuts and the guy,
well,
told
you have
her
the,
to,
you
like,
have the cooking classes, they'll do yoga, mm-hmm, and womb healing, they have, okay, like tea ceremonies and cacao ceremonies.
Do they steam their yonis too?
I don't think there's any yoni steaming. Yeah. I think the womb healing happens with, I don't know, should ask Tanya from 90 Day,
right? She probably knows.
Anyways, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to begrudge anybody their spiritual, you know, practices.
But you know, they probably hyped it up to make her seem like she was a little excessive, like cars versus just saging yourself when you get out of the vehicle. Which
right.
Is usually how I see it. Like, usually don't. I'm all spiritual now. Usually don't sage someone else's place, right? And so if you get in someone's car, you're technically...
Yeah, you sage yourself.
You're trying to cleanse their place, but that's also like intrusive. So for me, I would sage myself once I got out.
And that's probably what she does. And they said, hey, let's do... Can you make it this? And she's like, sure, why not? You know?
Let's just burn some random herb in a car where someone could be allergic, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just toss it in there.
And then make it like saging his feet before he gets in the car. Like, that doesn't make sense for me. But I don't, you know, I didn't even think about it in those regards because it was just, I mean, that whole, her whole spirituality, whatever it is, like, it's not something that I'm really familiar with. So I don't know what their rituals are and the reasons.
Right. Spirituality can change from person to person.
Yeah.
I could say that I have to sage the toilet every time I sit on it.
Right.
There's no book that said I had to. I just decided to.
Exactly. So. And my own personal beliefs of uses of sage, which I have sage, I have Palo Santo, you know, I have those things and I burn them and stuff, but I, you know, for my own, you know, clearing other people's energy out of my space and things like that, like you said. So it just seems weird to me to sage his feet before getting in a car. I could see saging like the hotel room, saging the Airbnb, you know, because you're going to sleep there and stuff. I could see that a little bit more, but not that I personally do that, but you know, whatever. I it makes sense that you would. So yeah, the other couple on here, we finally had the breakthrough with Sherlon and Ariana with the baby, right? And she's been sitting there. She and her mom have been sitting there with the whole like, you know, we need to try to make us a family. And he's like, you know, pretending this and that. And they finally had the breakthrough with his mom and everything that, like, look, if you're not interested, you just say you're not interested. And she finally said what needed to be said, which was, when we first met, you know, were putting on the show for me about who you were, and now you're not that. And he's basically like, yeah, I just tried to charm you because I just want to get in your pants, you know, and it's like, that's finally, like, that's out in the open. Like, that's, she wouldn't have been the first person to have been snowed by a guy at the beginning of a relationship, right?
Right.
I mean, so I get her on her hurt and frustration, but then she starts throwing things around, like, I'm not going to put you on the birth certificate and da, 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 which I think is always an awful thing to do, but, you know,
I can't with them.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what's next? What happens with them? Do they get married? Do they get engaged? Does he come over on a tourist visa? What happens?
Ooh, that's good. That was near the beginning. I think if I heard right, he has this like change of heart about wanting to be near the baby now that he's seen it. Mm-hmm. Seen it.
Seen it. No, but he does genuinely seem to really love and want to be with Odin. So
yeah. And so I think he's actually open to the visa to come over. And that's kind of that. I'll do whatever it takes to be there with him. Okay, whatever. We'll see what that is. And yeah. That seems to be kind of all that really happened that was worth discussing.
Yeah, I think that's it so far. We can pivot now.
Get to go to the UK?
Yeah.
Where they have better 90 days?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's go.
Oh my God.
Let's go to.
Let me pull up my list because I'm having a bad day remembering names.
Let's pull them up. And okay. So the way this season is playing out, it's so weird because it's like you get so much in one. We got so much in the first episode. Like they went to the other country and came back already, right? Which we definitely don't get.
Yeah.
And then in the next episode, we have, you know, new couples being introduced and all those problems, you know. So, I was going to pull up, their names and stuff. So as we left off the first episode, we had the guy, what's his name? The guy, Sean, with the Filipino baby mama. We didn't get them much on episode two. They were on episode one. They didn't show them on episode two. But we had Katie and Alejandro. So he, in the last episode, he came over from Mexico to UK. And this episode, she's going over to, she's getting ready to go over to Mexico. She hasn't quite gone over yet.
Oh, yes.
So she's talking with her grandma and stuff. And now I like this couple so far because they do seem genuinely into each other. They're doing normal couple things, which are each visiting each other in the other country, you know, seeing each other's worlds, being in each other's worlds. And they're both willing to do that. And I think that, oh, look, normal couple thing, you know, you don't see that often on 90 Day. They're so far having a disagreement about where they would live because neither of them wants to leave. So what I found weird about this episode was grandma, her grandma who raised her, who I love her. She was ironing Katie's panties.
Well, she had to have them all straight.
who irons underwear? I don't even fold my underwear.
I never thought they'd get wrinkles.
Right? Like they don't generally get wrinkles. I don't know. And then I put them on.
I mean,
if
you fill them up.
I fill mine up. their material isn't wrinkly material. And even if it is just like plain cotton or something, like.
Or maybe she has like those silky ones.
Well, they showed them. They showed the ones.
I wasn't looking at them.
Is that just a grandma thing to do? Like a UK thing to do? You guys, like, let us know. Hit us up. Let us know. Do you iron your knickers?
You pointed it out and now I'm like overly worried about it.
Should we be ironing our knickers?
Should we be folding
them at least?
Should we be ironing them? Anyways, don't Google UK iron underwear. Don't do it.
Oh, dear God. Do I want to?
You're actually going to get iron underwear. Holy shit.
UK ironed underwear.
This woman is wearing a pair of underwear
Made is that like iron. A whole new kink we just found?
That's like old school chastity kind of stuff. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Male chastity belt. Iron. Oh, male chastity belt, iron underwear with anal plug. Stainless steel. What?
Oh, combination and clean. Okay, anyways, let's get back. Let's go back.
Chainmail thong underwear.
That doesn't sound very comfortable.
That, no. Mm-mm.
Especially in a humid place.
Yeah. Men iron bikini briefs, leather-like sexy pouch underwear. Okay, those aren't bad. Those are fine. What is this? British panties with magnets in them? What? What are you guys doing over in the UK?
That's like, so you can put like clean or dirty on it, and you can flip sides when you're when you're done.
So you know whether, you know, to go in for a snack or not. Like it's dirty. Oh, I'm not going downtown.
I'm ready.
Fresh out of the shower. Okay, come over here. Let me get to work on that. But
that's a no. Did we meet the gentleman from Pakistan? I think it's Sam and Pat yet.
No, I don't think we have. No,
but it was Richard and Kathleen. Kathleen's from the Philippines, and Richard's like,
oh, Richard's
six foot giant or something like that.
Richard is the one. Let me see. Hold on. I took a screenshot of this. He's like, she's got quite a large head in comparison to her body, but what a great ass.
Oh, yeah. Was that the notes?
That's the, he said it in one of his talking head interviews at the very beginning.
Oh, I don't listen to their interviews because then they say stupid things like, I'm fly for a white guy. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Fast forward. Yeah, guess who came up
on my suggested friends on Facebook, by the way.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, no. That was a decline. So Richard is the guy who wants somebody who's going to pick up after him, you know, pick up his socks and cook and clean for him.
Well, that's because he's so tall, he can't reach down to get it.
And he says, and this is going to be like the name of the episode, right? Is he said after work, he's going to go to the pub. And then, so he's on the phone with Kathleen. And he says his night out starts in the day. About 12 o'clock, we'll go pub, club, strippers, more strippers, kebab shop, taxi, and home.
Wow.
That's his life. And now she's going to come over. Now, I guess he's gone over there already. So they've met before, which is good to know.
Yes.
They know their chemistry works or whatever. You know, if that's what she wants out of her life, you know, then that's what she wants. But she's coming over. The only way she can come over, apparently, is to work on a work visa. So she's going to work for the health service because she's like a LPN or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. She said she works in healthcare. Some kind of LPN certification type of thing. And I guess she had to make sure that translated. She could get it over in the UK and
yes,
all that. And then come over on a work visa. And so she's going to be working full time. He's got this jackass job running this quiz, like, you know, bar trivia company or whatever. And then all he does is drink, look at strippers and eat kebabs. So
shit, kebabs are good. I know, right? if he wants a wife that does all the household chores and she is more than happy to come over and be the woman he needs, then fine.
And she has to work full time. So yeah, but if they seem to like each other, I don't know. I mean, I'm always comforted when
not home all day, there's nothing to clean up.
Yeah, and he said that's basically what he said too.
Like all he needs is someone to keep it, I don't know, tidy.
Yeah,
I would suppose. Like, I don't think that he's like looking for to be like a slave driver or have someone come over and be like some house bitch. I think he just wants a caretaker and someone to be there when he gets home.
He's the one who said like British women were too much work, and you know,
everyone thinks their own nationality's women are too much work because they were raised by one
and they can't get it.
And you want something different than what's been nagging you for all of your life. Done with British women. I'm like, they're probably fucking done with you and your fucking kebab.
I'm gonna want kebabs for lunch now.
I know, I keep saying it, but I'm like, oh my god,
maybe that we can really DoorDash some kebabs.
DoorDash some kebabs. Or a Hero.
We got a couple good kebab shops around here. So
my gosh.
Oh, nothing like what you find in the UK, I'm sure. But
I'm like, do you like doner kebab or shish kebab? I can't decide which one I want. Anyway.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. So in any case, so that's them. What else we have? Oh, the Japanese guy. And her, like, her nervous laugh makes me, it's starting to trigger me. It, like, I don't know what it is, but it's starting to make me rage every time she does her nervous giggle laugh thing, because he's not telling her the answers to her questions, like, what the hell do you do for work?
Sean is still he's a mystery. She's like, what do you do for work? He goes, that's the surprise, I don't work.
Yeah. So I think my theory on this dude is, I wasn't sure before, but my theory on this dude is that he's one of those guys, because he was married before to, like, a British woman, right? Is he's just this kind of guy who goes on and just, he's like a drifter, right? Grifter, what do you call him? When they just go from one person to another who subsidizes and finances their life, right?
A parasite?
Yeah, that too. Because he came over from Japan with, you know, all of his stuff. He's moving there. And she's like, we have to find a place to live. Like, wait, he's moving there? You're not just visiting? Like, why? And why is he so hell-bent on London?
I'm gonna say this in defense. Like, Japan's fucking expensive. I'm not coming. How long was he planning to visit?
I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't be paying rent to come and visit you for a few months. I'm moving.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because that shit's expensive. And if it works, you can stay there. I don't know. But, like, I don't know.
They were so awkward together. And it was like, he's playing Pokemon Go on the shuttle on the...
Probably because they're just two nerds. Like, honestly.
Yeah, well, he did
We're really awkward. And if she's a... this is not to offend, because most people are like, can't call me that. If she's kind of weebish... like, really, really into the Japanese culture.
She's going to,
like, really into anime and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to be awkward as fuck. Like, well, they're probably.
He said that he was glad to be in the room with her because they can hug and kiss and it's not embarrassing. So,
right.
Obviously not a PDA type guy there. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. But it was still funny how awkward they were. But they were still kind of awkward later at dinner, and, you know, her nervous laugh, you know, is just like grating on my last nerve. But I'm, you know, yeah, he doesn't work. What is this? Is there going to be a big secret reveal,
or he doesn't want people to know where he works? I mean, he's 42. He's in Japan. he claims he's a YouTuber, but that could be a hobby. In fact, she said
his YouTube hadn't been active in years.
He honestly could have an office job, but they're really private. Like
a what shop?
Office job.
Oh, an office job.
This is just an office job, but like that's the kind of shit you don't want your coworkers to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like America where like you bring the cameras into your job and it's like, hey, this is where I work. And the culture, it's a little bit different. And I would be like, yeah, if this doesn't work, I don't want anyone to fucking know. Like, and I'm not like trying to say anything about his name, but his name is Sean. I'm not sure that was the name he was born with, but
yeah, I'm not sure Kathleen's name was the name she was born with either.
but that's why I'm like thinking he's probably being a little bit more secretive. KG.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So you have a perfectly legitimate theory on him being in this. Okay. You have a bit more faith in Matt Sharp in the 90 Day Universe than I do.
I'm just poking at, you know,
possible theories.
Yeah.
Oh. Unless he's like a Japanese spy or something.
Well, right? No, because he could also be half. He could also be like I don't know what his parents' ethnicity are, but a lot of the time it could be like an American mother, American father, and Japanese spouse. Because if his last name is Kamki, then he definitely, you know what I mean. They could have. I have a friend whose name is like Brittany. Kawasaki.
right.
And I'm like, what?
That doesn't match.
I'm like, you have such a nice treasure trove of names, and they're like Brittany.
They wanted to Americanize her.
I love it. No, it sometimes it helps, but like that's just too funny. I'm like Googling him. I look up Sean Kamki.
Oh god.
Wait a minute.
Iron underwear.
No. He's saying his name is Sean Kamki. Hold on, I'm confused.
Wait, what? Why? What's the confusing?
Oh, that's his YouTube page. Oh,
his woodworking YouTube page?
Yeah. Holy shit. That's a nice table saw. Wow.
But look, it's not the lot, it was like in 2019.
And he's only at 19,000 subscribers.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah,
he's doing okay. That's a really nice saw, though.
Oh, I found his Facebook.
Wonder if he lives at home with his parents.
Yeah, it's I found his Facebook page.
Yeah,
those are usually posting about the 90 day. Okay, all right. He's posting about it.
He claims his channel still makes money. He could still be making money off of views.
Yeah.
And then all the curious fuckers from 90 Day that were like, watch.
Now he's on Cameo.
Of course they all are.
Of course they all are. I mean, he lists his intro as crafter, YouTuber, creative and web designer, ex-editor for magazines and papers, 90 Day Fiancé UK cast.
Anyways, interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm excited to go watch the next episode. I still haven't looked. I'm sorry, guys. It's been a really busy couple weeks for me. In that my kid was in his last performance over the last couple weeks. So, you know, summer performances are abbreviated rehearsal schedules and stuff, and it's been crazy. And it closed last night. So I have a little bit more free time to watch things in the evening.
He says his YouTube still makes money.
Yeah.
If you go to Social Blade, it says he makes between $4 to $57.
What, like a month, a year?
Yes. Oh, for the past 30 days. I mean, it could, when they filmed this, it probably could have been different, but oh, that's really funny.
Interesting.
Was he ever making a lot of money? $2.
You're looking up all the Social Blade. Excellent. Well,
I'm sorry.
No, it's great because we're going to figure this stuff out.
And you made $700 last year. The max.
We're going to dig more into these people. And
no, I'm not.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because I'm gonna dig into what we do, Hannah Kawa.
I'm
going to
dig into his table saw. That thing is fucking sexy. Anyways, yeah, I think, is there a next? Is there another couple?
Jesus.
I have been looking at government documents for the past 2 weeks. Where a table saw is what gets my juices flowing. So you guys just think about that. Just think about that.
Right.
I don't know if we met Emma and is it Hussein?
No, I don't think we have met them yet.
And then I don't think that we got a chance. Did we meet Birdie and Host?
Yes. But they didn't, we didn't get much from them.
That's what I'm like, this episode. Really, okay.
We saw the first episode, she went to Lebanon and she missed her plane and he was like, should I be mad? Like she did it on purpose or something, which she didn't.
I mean, like you probably aren't going to be happy, but. And then we have Callum and Marvin.
Oh, we haven't met them yet.
We have not met them yet. And that is.
I think there's a total of 8 couples.
It's UK and where is. They met on an internet. There's an international Tinder?
Of course there is.
What? That's going to be the slowest swipe ever.
International Tinder? Like, don't you just change it to the, I mean, whatever country you happen to be in? Like,
no,
that's what Courtney,
on
did.
International Tinder.
Okay, is there an international Tinder.com? Like, do you download a new app? Like, what is it? Is that just what they're calling it?
Oh my God, Tinder and Duolingo are teaming up.
Duolingo, isn't that how Nicole met Asen?
I like Duolingo though. They're a language learning program.
Yeah, like it's a legitimate language learning program.
Oh my God. I've gone to a black hole. I'm sorry.
Oh, so we've lost Hannah Kawa to the black hole of the internet, which is
a great place. Let me close
my
tab so we close this episode out because
we need to. So we're going to send her off into the abyss so that we can find out this dirt because that's what we do. And we're going to go find this stuff out and we'll come back to you next week with the next episode and some. Maybe we'll finish off Caribbean at that point and maybe we'll get the tell-all soon. I don't know. But enjoy this. Welcome Hannah Kawa back to the team and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Adios.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.